know what it is. It's your girl, Mick. Boy, B. Walt.
Hold up.
Tune in. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? It's Thursday. Mick, what's going on?
What's that? What's that?
What's going on?
And Mr. Ron is
Ron
here.
Ron with an H.
All right.
Intern Ron.
Social misconduct. It's 7 o'clock Thursday. Let's get it going. So, what's going on?
That gum sounds really good.
I know. You just went all in our ear and shit.
Like one of them girls on the block.
Okay. All right. I know that can be very annoying to whoever's listening.
Don't tune out. It was just a joke, you guys.
It was a joke. We were trying to make it funny. So what's going on with everybody? I'm drinking hot cocoa that X made for me. Hot chocolate and water. No liquor for me today.
Toning it down, huh? Toning
yeah. It down. Well, I mean, I just had wine at the restaurant before coming here. So it's fine. I'm not,
you're
chilling.
A little turnt, just a tiny bit.
I do need some energy, and X said that this would give me energy, so.
You said she been turnt all day.
She has been turnt all day.
In a bad way, though.
Yes, it's been a different kind of turnt, like a Cruella de Vil type turnt.
Yeah, it's been that, exactly. That's exactly how I've been all day. Well, we have Ron joining us so that he can share with us. We like to include him because we do love him.
I'm a real person.
He is.
People think that they hired an invisible intern.
Right. So we want him on to bond with you all like we have. So, Ron, tell us about your week.
My week was pretty good. It's been lots of running around, which means lots of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, because you're still getting used to this LA life.
I am. It is, it's weird.
It's different. Yeah, a little interesting.
I like it, though, because it's not Chicago. Shout out to
that, too. I'm with you on that, because it's kind of chilly there. People were complaining that it was cold.
Yes.
And they were pissed, because, you know, I fuck with people in Chicago. Sorry, y'all. I love y'all, but I do fuck with y'all when I post our 97 degrees and you have, like, 40. Sorry.
I don't even care. Fuck y'all.
He said, fuck y'all, damn.
Because when I was there, people that were here didn't care.
Ryan gives no fucks.
Never.
At all.
I actually deposit to that to that account.
You know that's why I chose him, right?
Wow.
On the resume, it says, gives no fucks.
No
and,
fucks
and special given. Skills at the bottom?
Yeah, it says,
special
like,
skills.
No fucks
it says
given.
Photoshop, Final Cut Pro, and I specialize in not giving
a fuck. Yeah, not giving a fuck.
All right.
Well,
but I saw a fight this week.
Like a...
It was
fist
an
fight?
It was an express.
Wait a minute. is ratchet ghetto mall fight.
But it wasn't black people.
Yes.
That means we get 10 extra points.
Yes, thank
week.
God.
It was actually
gift from baby Jesus.
A bunch of white guys inside of Express. One guy was getting his t-shirt and stuff together, and the other guy came in and wore his ass out.
Wait, so he just walked in?
He walked in on business. Like, he walked in like, you, sir.
Yes.
You, sir, that ass I want. Then they fought. Nobody did anything. They
wait.
Left.
See, now it's not like,
see, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, my roommate yelled out world star. He's like, world. He was at work. He's like, world star. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, y'all really should have got that on.
But they fought. Video. They left Express, and then they went to Bloomingdale's and fought in Bloomingdale's.
Wait, who like stopped fighting, goes to another store, and then starts to fight again? White people.
I need white people. I need a reason.
Hold on. Let's stop here.
Let's
go down to Bloomingdale's where the clothes aren't that great, and we can
let's go fuck
battle
their
there.
Shit.
Yes.
Like what?
We didn't do enough damage in Express.
Right.
Was it a good fight?
I mean, it wasn't like.
Not one of our fights.
No, it wasn't okay. Like, damn.
Oh, man.
Wow. That is some little ratchet. White people ratchet.
I'm always here for the white ratch.
Hashtag white ratch. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That is a new hashtag for us people.
We have to use that.
No kind of rat, like a white,
white ratch. I love it. I love it.
How was you guys' week?
Yeah, Mick, what's up? What's going
Mine
on
was busy. You know, we had Grady on the show last week.
Grady!
Because of his episode on Comic View. And so, yeah, shout out to Ray Grady for killing Comic View. And so he had a lot of press after that. So he did Black Hollywood Live. It's a show on that network called Stand Up, Sit Down. So he did that. That'll be out tomorrow. So make sure you all go to his Instagram and Twitter at Grady Comedy and Facebook page. And then we did Revolt TV, which was dope. That was super dope. He did like a segment on there, like he was building his own fantasy band.
His ass was booked.
So, yeah, super booked. So I got to enjoy my job as a publicist. So yeah, we were just really busy with that stuff. And the Black Hollywood Live studio, I mean, totally like inspired my life. I mean, what are you waving? Did you belch or fart or what are you doing?
It was a burp that smelled like that hamburger we had.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just see him waving his hand and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to kill it with the whiskey. It's not working.
B is gross. I tell him daily. I do. Anyway, I went to the Black Hollywood Live studio and what they did was it's owned by Maria Menounos and they took a foreclosed home and turned that shit into studios, like studio space. It's so dope.
They should really visit my apartment complex because there's a lot of things they could probably do.
Really? It was so like
that shit over there.
You stupid. Because we rolled up and it was a house and we like, fuck are we? You know, black people always skeptical of some shit. So we like, this is somebody's house. This ain't a studio. We walk in. Like studio shit and produced
it.
Like it was gorgeous. I was so inspired and so I went to be like, okay, we're doing this, like we have to like get some property and build an office and like all of this shit because I need the title producer and or director under my belt in the very near future.
Well, let's do it.
Producer you have already.
Yeah, I mean, we produced the show.
Yeah,
so
we got producer.
Yeah, but I mean, even like video stuff.
And you,
like,
you bossy as fuck, so you do direct, niggas.
That's true, that's true.
How many do I get today? Three?
It's always three, okay, so you said one. So what about you? What's going on with you, B?
First and foremost, I have to give a shout out to my homie Radio Flower. She's a very talented blogger, and she listens to the show a lot.
What up, girl?
And
what up, girl?
She sent us a link. Remember Coochie Cookies episode? Mm-hmm.
How can we forget?
Right. So she sent us a link that's related to that. It was called like, I forget what it's called. Edible anuses. Or
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically, they make a cast of buttholes out of chocolate and
so chocolate booties.
Yeah, and she was
chocolate
like,
booty hoes. Okay.
Chocolate booty hoes. Yeah.
Ron, he's like,
okay. So vagina is okay because I mean it's. It's known to look at vagina, but whose booty holes?
I know.
Whose booty holes were they? Like,
I didn't go that far.
Yeah, was it like a mold of one?
It looked like
was
a
it
mold.
Inspired
I,
by?
I saw the picture. It looked like a mold of a butthole.
So who laid down like mold? Mold my cheeks.
Mold me. I will spread them
apart. Probably a porn star. You know, they losing work out here.
That's true. Yeah. They cracking down on wearing condoms and. Right. Herpes and shit, so yeah.
So that's
there's that
safer. Yeah.
All right, so chocolate anuses. What else we got that's gross by the way.
I know you know about this because we were together when this happened, when we were at the meeting the other
you
day.
Know what
we were at the meeting the other you day you what? Saw it, Ron. You saw the post.
Okay,
I did see the post.
We were at the meeting
on
the
Facebook,
other day.
You posted about some ratchet, right?
Yeah, it was very very very
tell the people what happened.
All right, so this chick had like wheat bread, which is cool, but she had like an empty an empty container where the ramen noodles were supposed to go, but it was just the juice. And when I say juice, I mean that high sodium contented, you know, the
you
packets
know
that you mix with the noodles.
So oodles and noodle broth.
But the broth, yeah. And then she was dipping her bread in that
oh,
shit,
God.
Eating it.
Now, I never... Mm-hmm. I didn't ate some stuff before, but I ain't never that hungry.
But this ain't the end. This ain't the end. The epitome of ratchetness.
Oh, God.
She's reading a novel, a real novel from a real author, and it was called Thug Matrimony.
Why not?
From, I believe the author's name is Wahida Clark, and apparently, because I did some research on the woman, she's a bestseller, New York Times bestseller.
Ratchet reads.
Hashtag hood rat delicacy.
Yeah. She's got like a whole series of books. I think it's like 6 books and it's like Thug Matrimony, Honor Thy Thug.
I'm pretty sure the
Thug is going home for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of
well, ratchets and birds and rats got to read too. Just because they ratchet don't mean that they don't want to, like...
I mean, most rats read Zane, so.
Yeah, that's true. It's a movie coming out, right? Mm-hmm. That Zane did? It's a new movie coming out based on a book that Zane wrote.
What? It's been movies about Zane books for a long time.
No, like... HBO. No, I mean theater. Like a theater movie. Like a real movie.
Wait, like...
It's based on a Zane book, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it going to have all the regular black people
I think,
people
like,
in
Boris...
It?
Isn't all the regular
black people.
See, back in the day, porn used to be inside of movie theaters, and I think we're getting back to that.
Hey. I mean, you know, movies.
Back in the day, people used to, like, go to the movie theater and, like, well, guys used to go to the movie theater and, like, just whack off together.
Gross. In the theater. Yeah. That's a public place. I don't want to see it.
Sounds like they're kind of reverting back to that.
Maybe.
History does repeat itself.
Wow. Okay. Well, we've all had interesting weeks. All right. Thug Matrimony.
Thug Matrimony.
Read that.
I might actually go download that.
I may read it. Wahida I'm Clark. Looking for a thug. I need a thug in my life.
My name
life.
Is Wahida.
Her name is Wahida
that.
Clark.
I'm not reading
well,
that.
Well, that's, yeah, I'm that right there killed it.
Maybe I'm pronouncing it
how
wrong.
How you spell
but
it? Is it with a J or a W?
W-A-H-I-D-A.
I'm going to give me a that's Thug Wahida? Weekend, boo.
Thug Weekend, boo?
Yeah.
So what, he going to rob niggas on Friday, take you out on Saturday?
Sell weed Monday through Thursday.
But she don't know about that because he's only the weekend.
Or he just the weekend boo. So I don't know what he does through the week. I don't
even
know.
I'm telling you what he does. He sells weed, and then but you think he sells weave like.
Yeah. He's selling lace fronts,
but he sells weed.
Okay. I'm gonna get me. Yeah. So I think I need to read this book so that I can learn how to even like date a thug.
Oh, it's not much to it.
Well, if y'all see the
don't
look,
ask too many questions.
I'm too fucking bougie for a book. It'll never work. This shit'll never work. He'll be like, okay, girl, like you too high maintenance and you too like smart. You using like regular words and shit. Your hair not a different color.
Ooh, yes.
You got your own nails and shit.
And if it is a different
you ain't
color.
Got no contacts. Like something's wrong with you.
You know what's so funny?
I would be way too regular.
You know what is so fucking funny? You describe somebody I know to
you know
a
what?
T.
So we're going to move on.
To a T.
I can't. I just can't with you.
And people that I know, that know me, that know that I know, know who I'm talking about.
Shout out to that strap.
All them niggas.
Oh, God.
Damn, that was three that quick. Shit. Well, all of them people.
Ding, ding, ding. You're done.
You're done.
All of them
well,
people.
I'm about to go take some pictures and something.
Thank you, love. We appreciate you. I know you know that, but we like to tell you anyway.
I appreciate
okay,
you guys,
move.
Too.
Get,
knock it out.
Hey.
Get,
see how we treat them around here.
Fuck out of here.
They're not really that mean.
We're really not.
I am.
We do love him for real. No, you're not.
I beat him up every day after
you're
the show's
way
over.
Nicer than I am. Like he called me Cruella DeVille. Oh, God.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
So this first story I found, and it's fucking hilarious. It's really fucked up, too. So I'm going to read the headline for you all. This girl accidentally wore her dad's sex toy as a bracelet. So this girl, teenage girl, I can't even stop laughing. She found her dad's cock ring. And for all of you that don't know what that is, B, tell us.
Cock ring you put around the penis to keep it hard because it keeps the blood in the shaft.
Okay.
Which means you have to tighten it to fit.
So her dad apparently had one of those on the coffee table. Oh, no, his bedside table. Yeah, and the girl saw it and like, oh, that's a cool bracelet. So I'm just going to wear that to dinner. And that vomit noise, though. So funny.
That's real shit, though.
Yeah, so she put it on, and they were at dinner, and the father saw it and literally spit his fucking food out. It was like, where did you get that? And she told him. And he didn't say what it was, though. He just, like, freaked the fuck out. And then later, she said that she saw on, like, a porn site or something what a cock ring was and put two and two together and, like, figured out. Or I don't know if a friend told her, but she said she saw it like on a porn site. But I think that somebody told her.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it out?
That's what I'm saying. Why would he keep it out?
I mean, because
that is so gross.
Women are careful about putting their toys up.
Up, yeah. I don't have toys, but I heard.
Because you hide them well, so you don't have
shut
toys.
Up.
Okay.
I don't use toys.
You know.
I like the real thing, but you. That's, you know, none of y'all business. See, oh, shit. Ron.
See,
you know
see,
what?
See, gives no fucks. PhD in that no shit. Fucks. I'm telling you. But yeah, okay, so it's sit down on his dresser. Mm-hmm. Just, well, I mean, I get it. I mean, if the sex was good, you know.
Ew, what if it was like just recently used and she
it
like
probably was
put it on and she just been wearing that shit around her wrist all day.
So she's got like her potential little brothers around her wrist, her brothers and sisters. Just,
okay, we gotta stop talking about it.
Oh, oh no!
X just said she was babysitting.
Oh no! No mas.
Oh my god. Oh, that shit is hilarious. We can go home now after that. Like,
you know what?
After
show's
saying
over.
That, we don't even need to talk anymore.
Show's over.
Wow. That shit's hilarious and embarrassing.
Should we keep going?
I mean let's we should just shut going. This shit down. We have other funny stories today. So okay. I will let you share this one, sir.
Oh, okay. So there was a burglar. Homie broke
dumb.
Dumbass burglar named Chris Bittner, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Breaks into a house, gets caught mid burglar. Is that how you say it?
Burglary.
Yeah, whatever. So in the middle of trying to steal some people's shit, they break in and they come home and they catch him. The first thing he thinks is shit. He pulls some heroin out of his book bag and offers it to him.
I broke in your house, but want some drugs? Like mm-hmm. what? Want to shoot up to get like what?
Don't they call that the pony? White pony?
I don't know. You know we don't know drug stuff. We've asked people to educate us.
They call it Christina Aguilera?
That's that white girl.
Oh, the white girl. Okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah, so homie was homie was trying to stay out of jail and he basically
so he offered them.
Yeah.
Right. I know I broke into y'all's shit in a but you know, here's a peace offering.
So the only
what?
The only reason why we know about this story is because they didn't accept the drug, or maybe they took some of it. We don't know. But
they didn't report it all.
They threw dude in jail, and they found 31.5 grams of heroin on him, and he had to pay like $8,000 to get out.
Oh God, mm-hmm. That is so fucked up. It said bail was only set at $7,500. Oh, he was out actually. So it said that he was actually locked up but was asked to be released without bail because he wanted to attend his father's funeral, and it said bail was set at $7,500, but he was allowed to attend the service still. That was nice of them in Montana.
Did he try to run?
The fuck?
I bet he made that shit up.
Right, my father did.
We come up with lesser shit to get out of work, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Oh, he offered them drugs.
Right.
Mid burglary. Okay. Well,
all right. I can't.
He gets an A for effort.
Whatever. I mean, drugs make friends. Like
that's true.
People that I used to smoke weed with, I'm still friends with now.
Bonded over illegal substances.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it happens.
Okay. I guess so.
I could just picture him like. They take the deal, right? They smoke. They do the heroin with homeboy and shit, and then he's coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. And they're all friends.
He's a family friend a family now friend for life.
Now. Yeah, people bring casseroles and shit, and he brings, what is it, Christina?
Aguilar? White girl.
Just pick one.
Yeah.
And then, like, remember that time you broke into our house, and then you gave us heroin, and now we all, like, addicted?
Right.
No.
Tie me off, nigga. Tie me off.
Oh gosh!
I'm sorry, I said it four times already.
You know, just don't listen to me.
Habit.
So a Virginia church thought it was a good idea to hold Porn Sunday.
So when I saw this originally,
yeah, my mind went somewhere else.
Yeah, I was thinking more along the lines
like they showed porn on a Sunday
to try
to
get
the
more
congregation
followers.
I really my damn we've was, been around each other way too long yeah. because we're thinking alike. Yeah, I thought that too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was the typical shit. The preacher thought that he would let the congregation know that pornography baits and switches you. It's an addiction that will kill your business, your family, and your relationships. Yeah, so that he had like signs up and everything, but he didn't, you know, he didn't say what he was going to talk about. He just had a sign up that said Porn Sunday. So clearly, everybody was probably thinking like you and I, and was like, "Oh, we going?"
I would have went.
So he probably had a full house. And then he get there and people were pissed because he's like straight preaching to him, telling them not to watch porn because it does all of this bad shit to you, which whatever, dude.
Right, all the dick beaters is in the front like, where the screens at? How, what are we... What are we watching?
Well, of course he did. Like, he's like damning them to hell and shit. Like, he said it's a four-letter word. Oh, a member of the church said it's a four-letter word. It's one of those four-letter words that people immediately see and are put off by or appalled by. Who?
Anybody in here appalled by porn?
Well, I'm bored by porn, so it doesn't do it for me, but I don't, it's not going to hurt you. Like, it's stupid. But, like, appalled and put off, I don't really give a shit about it. Most men like it.
I don't know, man.
So, it is what it is. It's like, dude.
There's too many other things going on in the world that they could talk about at church. You know,
so
other than porn.
Stupid. So
and
stupid.
If you're talking about porn at church, you should at least show it. I'm just saying.
You got all these damn people
know,
here.
How they gonna know what you're talking about?
Right, right.
You bringing up porn.
I need examples why it's
exactly.
bad for me. Yeah. Show me examples. Why not?
They brought it up?
He brought it up. I feel that, you know. And then someone said that personally they were addicted to porn throughout their teenage years. I guess he's trying to cure them of this sickness. Why? And we won't even get started on the church because y'all know he be going off.
I ain't gonna say nothing about the church.
On tangents and shit.
I ain't gonna say nothing else about the church today. But I'm saying, if you're talking about showing porn, the least you could do is show the damn porn.
Weren't we talking about porn earlier, BBC? And we know what that meant.
Hey.
Nikki just texted BBC, and remember, we didn't know what that meant.
Why Makia, Mick, don't know what BBC is? Do you know what BBC is? X. If you saw a porn label BBC, you know what you're going to see in the porn, right? Exactly.
Yeah, see, I didn't know what that meant.
She was trying to find. She was trying to make up shit like.
I was like, isn't it about big women?
Brown.
But isn't BB something big women in porn?
No, that's BBW.
See
big,
how the fuck I don't.
Big boned women.
Okay.
That's what it stands for.
Whatevs.
Right?
I guess. What we got next? Ron actually came up with. He sent us this one.
Idaho woman. Is accused of chewing the backseat of a police car to escape.
She was serious. I don't get it.
She was, okay, she's locked up in the back of the police car and she's biting the upholstery trying to get loose.
She chewed through that shit like trying to get away. So she's chewing like the upholstery and the seats and going crazy trying to get the fuck out.
I want to see her teeth.
I know, me too.
I
want to
see what they look like now.
I want to see her teeth before and after. Like, how did they look before, and now how do they look after your ass chewed through, like, a hard-ass seat?
Unless the seat was made out of marshmallow or something, I'm assuming she fucked her shit up.
In the back of a police car. But see, she was high, right?
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah. I mean, it says highly intoxicated. So she was just drunk?
Well, yeah, that's intoxication, but,
damn. What was she even locked up for to begin with? Like, what did they...
You know what? I don't think it says. Does it say what she did?
Arrested her for... Yeah, it just said that she was arrested... Oh, in a pepper spray incident.
So they sprayed her with pepper spray, and she was... Man, that's a G.
Well, she was arrested for... after being arrested in a pepper spray incident. So, I don't know if they pepper spray her, or if she pepper sprayed somebody, and that's why she got arrested. This isn't really clear. It's not saying why she got arrested. To begin with, but it did say that she gnawed their words. She gnawed through the upholstery and foam cushioning of the back seat of a patrol vehicle.
I tell you what, I wouldn't fuck with that lady. She got hit.
Yeah,
with,
that
she
bitch
got
crazy.
Hit with, she got hit with pepper spray and was still able to have the faculties to try to chew through upholstery.
Yeah, she crazy.
She off that bath salt.
She crazy.
Bath salt.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we said earlier. She crazy. We gonna leave her alone. So yeah. So she got locked up on a $32,000 bond. And
I wouldn't trust if she won't try to chew through those bars though.
Stupid.
I'm saying. Right.
Yeah. Don't trust her. She crazy. Whatever the fuck she on, stay away from that. Kids, don't do drugs. This next one is like so fucking.
You have to talk about this one because oh my God. There's no way in hell I'd ever use it. I'm just saying.
There's so many lame people in the world to come up with dumb shit like this. It's called the Scroguard, and it's a it's a scrotal condom for the common man. What common man?
What common man?
Man is wearing this shit? This shit looks like rubber panties with a hole in like the penis part.
Look.
And how is that even protecting you if it's a hole in the penis part?
Because they say you're supposed to use it with a condom.
So what the so it's a condom panty.
It's supposed to protect your balls and your pelvis and all that shit from herpes or something?
Yeah. And it said that it eliminates all skin-to-skin contact.
And it also says, if you read further into it, that it makes fart noises when you go with somebody.
Yes, it did.
I don't know about you, but if I'm hearing somebody fart the entire time I'm getting down, it's pretty much over with. I'm not interested.
Oh, actually, it said it's not FDA approved. It isn't officially designed to protect against STDs like herpes. So what the fuck are you wearing it for?
Somebody invented
it. So you just want to have sex without touching her? Why are you having sex? That's the dumbest shit ever.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
It was a couple episodes back. We was talking about the air fucking.
That's some shit that actually.
Homeboy that won that shit.
Yep.
He got about 3 pairs of these.
They said that it looks like a big latex diaper. Dude, that's exactly what it looks like. It looks so stupid. It's quite ridiculous. And it said that it makes weird noises.
Yeah.
When wearing it. Yeah. So this is clearly for lame.
And it's only $19.99.
Okay.
You know what? I want to buy one just to see it up close.
That's just rude. No, please don't. I don't think we need.
Okay, fine.
Okay, what's next?
This is a school from our hometown.
Yeah, Robert Morris.
Robert Morris University is the first, I guess you call it a college. To recognize video games, video game playing as a varsity sport.
Ron in the background, happy.
And the justification is because you use a lot of the same brain waves and muscular movements or whatever that athletes do.
Okay. Switch fibers. Because I don't play video games, so I don't know. That's why you got to talk about this.
Only question I have, I mean, I guess that's cool, but the only question I have is why did it take them so long to do that? Because I'm thinking, if this shit would have came out 20 years ago, I'd have been an athlete in college, got a full ride through school and shit. I'd have been cool.
So this is a real, they're considering it a sport. It's like a sport. You can get a scholarship?
Dude, look, yeah, it's a varsity sport.
Okay. That's dope. I guess. I don't see it, but I don't get it because I don't play video games.
Well, you know, they got a lot of tournaments and shit out there where people make a lot of money from it, so.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And this is at Robert Morris.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you have some happy kids. on the team? Is it a team? Like,
I guess they're putting the team together.
So it's like a video game squad. Will they be considered like nerds or cool?
If they're athletes.
But they're not really athletes. I refuse to call them athletes.
But it's still, I mean, there's groupies for
everything. You're just using your thumbs and your damn, that's not athletic.
But there's groupies for everything.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just leave it at that.
All right. Okay then.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, we have 3 to choose from, but we only can pick one.
I want to talk about the dude that got shot in the dick. This shit's just funny to me.
Okay.
He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, because he set a puppy on fire.
He set a puppy on fire and
yeah.
You know, he pleaded guilty.
So wait, who shot him? So he shot a puppy on fire and the cop shot him?
No. He ended up, okay, so he went to jail for lighting 30% of the puppy on fire. And then when
he's
got out,
he's
a dickhead. So he gets out of jail and then he ends up getting shot in the dick.
Oh, so it was like karma. Like, yeah, you did this it wasn't related.
It wasn't related. But.
Okay. That's stupid. Oh, and the little puppy, so cute.
Dick and buttocks area.
So he set this puppy on fire just because he was bored.
Look at this guy's face.
I know. He looks creepy and weird as fuck. So I can understand. But, yeah. I can't. Well, it is 7:30, and Manny said that he was calling in.
Anything?
He said it's just ringing. No. Manny, call in. Well, anyway, we're trying to see if he's calling in. It's a friend of mine, Manny J. He owns the Gents Closet. And the Gents Closet in L.A., which is like the only men's studio, like fashion studio here. And he is hosting, along with an artist, Maxwell Dixon. He's hosting a charity event for breast cancer. So we're going to bring him on air. He's on the phone right now, and we're going to bring him on to talk about this wonderful event that's happening on Saturday. Manny, are you there?
I am here, sweetheart. How's it going?
Good, good. You are on Social Misconduct with me and my co-host, B. Walt. So thank you so much for calling in, and we would love to hear about this event that's happening this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. First, I want to introduce one of the owners and the artists for Maxwell Dixon, which this is their third annual event. This year they decided to dedicate it to breast cancer. But I want to introduce Mr. Bart Cooper, who's also online with me. Bart, are you there?
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Good, hello. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm just excited about this weekend.
I know, I am too. I would definitely be there. So tell us a little bit about it and, you know, the cause and what you're raising money for.
Oh, we're definitely raising money for breast cancer awareness. And this month, you know, we always pick something to, you know, dedicate some of our proceeds to some sort of charity or some sort of help to kind of give back. And this year we're actually doing something, giving back to breast cancer. And just excited, you know, I'm put together a lot of artwork, and we're going to be auctioning off over 100 pieces.
Nice.
And, you know, and proceeds are going straight to awareness for breast cancer.
That's so dope. And I love your artwork. I remember seeing it when I first moved to L.A., I went to an event that you all had, and Nicole Murphy was hosting that one, and I remember that, and I just remember falling in love with your art, so I know that people are going to love this.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I can't wait to see, like, what you have new, and it's for such a good cause. My mom actually has breast cancer, so it definitely holds, you know, a really dear place in my heart, and, you know, for you to be raising money for this disease is so important, and it's breast cancer awareness month, so it's definitely appropriate. It's definitely appropriate.
Right. Makia, we've been doing this whole entire Think Pink campaign, so we're having our Pink Tie Fair this Saturday. We started off with the Think Pink scavenger hunt that we activated mid-September, actually, on social media. Mainly Instagram, and it's been getting a little bit of traffic, man, and we're super excited about this. And the whole entire purpose for this event, just to kind of elaborate a little bit more, is we really want to raise awareness towards breast cancer care and research. So our goal is to raise $200,000.
Oh, wow.
Very ambitious goal. Yeah, I know. Tell us about it. But it's a very ambitious goal, but we want to raise it for the care and the research over it, because there's such a high percentage of women that actually has this disease, and it's about the care and how to cure it,
right?
But how to also care for it and beat it. And so that's where, as you probably know, a lot of money is spent in trying to figure out how to actually care for breast cancer. So this is what BCCRF, which is Breast Cancer Care and Research Firm, that's who we actually partnered up with in this event.
Okay.
And this is who we're actually working towards getting the message out for this cause. So we want to just invite your listeners to come on out and enjoy, have a great time, enjoy some live art, some live music. We're going to have a nice silent auction. It's going to be so much fun. A photo booth. It's just going to be super
nice. Tell everyone where the event is and time and how to find information and everything.
All right. Bart, you want to go ahead and answer that question?
Well, the event is going to be located at our studio gallery in downtown Los Angeles. It's located in the California Market Center.
Okay.
You'll definitely be able to find the flyer and find us more on Instagram or, you know, Facebook or anything like that. Or if you even go to our website at maxwelldixon.com, you'll definitely be able to see a link that will send you to it and give you all the information, you know, the address and everything like that on how to attend.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Let me add, also, since it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is, our whole thing is called the Pink Tie Fair, we encourage everybody to wear some form of pink, you don't have to come out in a full-on pink outfit. That's totally up to you. But,
okay.
You know, if you are wearing, a form of pink or a hint of pink or anything like that, you will receive a raffle, because we're going to be raffling off a major custom limited edition one-of-a-kind art piece that Bart has been working so diligently on.
Like, well, I'm wearing my pink. I need to win. I need to win. So I'm wearing my pink. B. Wild is actually wearing his pink shirt right now. He is, like, showing it off on camera. So he's wearing his pink t-shirt right now. And so I will be there to support you all. We will post it on all of our social media to help spread the word again for you all. So I am looking forward to it. I will be bringing some clients through and, you know, just to enjoy and, you know, support the cause. And I actually will there be someone there to teach women about like mammograms and things like that? Or like, where can we find some information about that?
We're going to actually have the actual firm, some of the representatives that's a part of the firm. We're definitely going to have them there. We're going to invite some people up to speak about their own experiences as well, and
okay.
talk about where they can get some of those resources at and everything. So, yeah, I mean, we have some amazing, you know, brands that, you know, myself and the Gents Closet brought on board that is definitely going to be helping out with support the gift bag. So it's going to be really, really a cool experience as well.
Sounds great. Well, I'm going to try to grab B. Wild. I know he has plans already, but I'm going to see if he can make it with me. But I would definitely be there along with a few of my clients to support you all. And I will see you all on Saturday.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you all so much.
McKee, tag your friend, and I think Pink Scavenger Hunt right now. So maybe you can hype up some of your listeners to go ahead and participate. I'm going to give away one more art piece before the event. So we want to see who's going to win that one. We just gave away a really cool one and everything, the AK-47. We're looking forward to give away one more before the event. Okay.
All right. Thank you all so much. And like I said, we're looking forward to it. And we appreciate you all calling in and letting us know about this great event.
And thank you for having us.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So you all just heard Manny J and the great artist for Maxwell Dixon. And so make sure you go out and check that event out on Saturday. Like I said, I will be there supporting and donating to the cause. And I actually really need to schedule a mammogram because I've never had one. And my mom has breast cancer. And so it is very, I know he's giving me the look like, why the hell not? I'm scared. I'm a little scared to get my boob smashed in that thing. It's like a machine and they put your boobs. I'm demonstrating right now. Put the boobs. They fell on the table. And then it's something that just smash them, and I'm scared. But I know it's important, and we have to be healthy. And so, yeah. So if you were watching the
Ustream,
if you were watching the Ustream, you just saw me demonstrate.
I can't raise these kids alone. You better make sure you're cool.
I know. So I will be going to get that, and I will tell you all when I do it and let you know that I am taking care of myself. Like I need to be doing, which I get yelled at all the time by B and my friend Nikki. So yeah, but I appreciate them calling in for that wonderful call. So we had to get a little serious for 10 minutes just to talk about that, because it is important. It is October, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, if you didn't know. So educate yourselves and just be aware. So back to the foolishness. You know, we can't be serious for too long.
Can you simulate smashing the boobs in the thing again?
And you saw how I threw them on the table, though. Bam.
Yeah, you see how the table almost fell off?
It did. All right.
One more time?
No. Finish. Back to the show.
Wouldn't you want to see that one more time, X? Just one more?
You all are idiots.
We want to understand how important it is.
Shut up. So stupid. No, I need you to talk about your segment because I'm looking forward to hearing this.
All right. So this is something we worked on together. I'm not taking credit for it.
No, this is your shit.
We were sitting that other day. We were talking about dating double standards. And for the most part, you know, men went out like, you know, if a guy gets a lot of women, he's a player. If a girl fucks a lot of dudes, she's a hoe, blah, blah, blah. But we sat there and came up with the double standards that women actually have in their favor. So a double standard that looks better for them.
For us, or
things that you can get away with.
Right, that you couldn't.
That a man of leisure like myself would be looked at funny for trying to pull off.
Right. Okay, hit us with the first one.
First one is platonic friends. It's the easiest one to go with.
That's true.
And what I mean by that is you can have a platonic friend that you know wants to get with you. And it's cool. And if a guy's like, oh, I don't really like that because that nigga, you know. You say we tripping. If it's the other way around, what happens?
You want to fuck her. You want to fuck her. You have fucked her. Or you thinking about something. You're going to. You have plans to. You want to. You're thinking about it. You're trying to. But that's what we think.
And it doesn't even matter what she looks like.
No.
That's the problem. She could be like Chewbacca.
Doesn't matter. That's what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I give you that one. What else?
You gave me that one?
Yeah. What else?
You can be friends with your exes, but I guess that kind of falls on a platonic. Well, no.
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 Not really.
Yeah, not really.
You can be friends with your exes.
But y'all can't.
We can't be friends with ours.
I can see that.
Because at the end of the day,
men are perverts. And like, y'all
women ain't.
Okay. Some are, but you would like smash your ex though. Usually we're kind of done.
No, there's not an ex that I've ever had that I would go back and smash.
Never?
Not ever.
Not never?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, you're the exception.
Or I could be lying.
You could be, which probably you are. Okay, so friends with exes.
Yeah. That was another good one. Now, this is some shit y'all came up with, because men don't use this kind of terminology. Y'all came up with it, but you abuse it more than we ever could.
What?
Emotional fucking cheating. That's not a word that men ever... We didn't come up with that shit. And your definition of emotional cheating is...
I don't really use that, but I get what it means. I guess it's just confiding in a guy that is not your man.
About shit that you shouldn't be talking to him about.
About your man. Yeah, so you're talking about your issues with your man to another man.
And developing a bond because of
that. Right, right.
And all the while, this dude is probably using all that shit to get closer and closer to you.
That's true.
On that Music Soul Child shit. I just want to be friends. And next year, but if it's the other way around, say somebody I'm dating, I had an issue with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to you, and I was like, I don't know what's going on, you know. And I'm sharing all
for
this
one,
shit with
that
you.
That would be lame.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Lame. But I'm just saying,
I
if it,
it
happened.
I get it.
She would be very upset with that.
That's true. Like, why are you going to that bitch?
Why are you going to that bitch? She don't fucking know me.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you telling my business to another girl? Yeah.
Right, but
I would say that.
The same girl that has an issue with that probably has a platonic friend right now that she's
like,
man, that nigga went and he talked to this other girl. Nah, nah, nah. You know what I'm saying? So that's another one.
Okay. That's a valid one.
They're all valid.
Okay. We'll see. I'll be the judge.
Now, this is something. Now, don't take this the wrong way because I've never considered this, but y'all can be gay as an experiment and then come right back. Dudes can't pull that.
Yeah, girls.
Like,
do
ex
that.
Can't go to the club and make out with a dude and be like, yeah, but I still like pussy, though. Like, it doesn't work that way.
That's true.
But you can clearly.
He's like, yeah, no, homie, no.
And I'll bring up some personal shit. I had a chick one time I was dating in the shy, and she probably listening to this. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell anyway.
Damn.
We were going out. She got mad at me, and she fucked one of her female
her girlfriends.
Female friends and thought it was cool because she didn't have a dick.
It's like, oh, well, it was my girl and we just tried something and she thought y'all would be cool. But you still considered that cheating because she had sex with someone else. That's cheating.
Did she make you come? Did she eat your pussy? Did she do the shit that I would do to you?
It's cheating.
It's fucking cheating,
it's sex,
right? Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
yeah, women do be on that whole, like, oh, I've had sex with a girl, I made out with a girl, but I'm not a lesbian.
I ain't lesbian, no.
And you all.
If a dude.
If you suck a.
One dick.
You gay.
You pretty much gay for the rest of your life, right?
Or bi.
Which is.
I know.
Exactly. Let's see. What's another one that we came up with? Men can't show emotion or too much emotion. Men can't actually act like we want you around because then you're like, ugh, this nigga thirsty. And, da, 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 and he's trying to be a. But. If it's the other way around and we're telling you you're being too clingy, you need to chill out.
We're offended and upset. And
I could be hanging out with Jason. I could be with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're too emotional, I can't deal.
I got a friend right now that happens to. I got a friend right now, and I'm not going to say her name, but that happens to her all the time. Like, she would be emotionally distant from all these dudes that. Like her.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as she meets a dude she's really feeling, if he's emotionally distant,
she's not feeling.
Then she's
that.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Da, 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 da. And then she's asking me, what should I do? Da, da, you know, so, I mean.
Yeah, I just need you to have a life. Like, you can't be all under me. Well, you know, I just want a weekend, boo.
Yes.
Now a thug.
Apparently it's a weekend thug boo now, right?
We're going to experiment with
hey,
that.
Hey, so what does he need to have to be considered a weekend thug? I'm just curious.
Take the thug out of it because that's...
Nah, you already said
that's
the
me
shit.
Being stupid.
You already said
well,
the shit.
Well, weekend, but what's a weekend boo?
A weekend thug boo. We know what a weekend boo is, but what constitutes being a thug for you? For you. Because you bougie,
even,
so it might be
I don't
different.
Even know for real. It was really just something I said because of the title of the book.
A thug for you is like a dude with dirty gym shoes. You bougie as hell. You bougie as hell. I don't see you dealing with no Southside
Shut
Chicago guy.
Up. That's not true.
I don't see you dealing with no gangster dude. No.
Yeah.
Like Ron over here with the...
Ron got the bandana.
With the bandana
tied around
shit.
His head right now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You ain't fucking with no Tupacs.
No. That's true. I'm past all of that in my older age. When I was younger, I did actually date.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I did. I did. Yeah. Ron said she's from the West Side. I'm like, of course you do.
I mean, that's all that was out there. I didn't really have a choice.
Right. I didn't really have much of a choice.
There were no PhD candidates and Nobel laureates out there.
Not really. So, but you know, when you're young and you don't know better, it's kind of exciting because he's a bad boy and all that. But then, you know, some of us grow out of it and we want men. With goals and jobs and legal jobs. Not a million baby mamas. You know what I'm saying.
How many baby mamas is the limit?
For me, I've been there, done that. I'm good.
So none?
No.
So you know the window of opportunity of meeting somebody with no baby mamas
is shrinking.
I know.
Exactly.
You're going to have to start dating young dudes.
I've been there, done that. It just doesn't work for me. Mm. And I would not date young dudes.
Mm.
Sorry.
Okay, so another one is, it's okay for you to get attention from the opposite sex, even if it's negative attention.
What do you mean? You gotta clarify.
Okay, yeah. I'll clarify this. We out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you going out, which would never happen, but if we did.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude is all in your face talking and flirting and shit. Your guy gotta be cool with that, or, oh, nigga, you tripping.
Nah,
but if it's the
I
other
disagree
way around,
with that.
No. Because it's happened to me. I was dating a girl that had a coworker that was all in her face and tried to invite himself to her house when I wasn't around.
Well, she's a disrespectful ass bitch,
well,
and I'm glad she's not with her
anymore.
Now.
That's what she doesn't
like,
exist anymore.
Like, no, that's tacky.
But that's not the only time I've seen
that. I don't agree
that.
With that
That's
one.
Not the only time I've seen that.
Mm-mm.
Really?
I think that's unacceptable. If you're in a relationship and you're just allowing
So what's the limit for you then? What's the limit for you? How far would a guy go before you go, oh?
Coming at me, like... In any type of women know when a man is interested in her. I don't think that's cool. So I don't feel that that's an acceptable double standard. No. She's probably a whore if she's allowing it.
But compared to you, everybody's a whore. You might as well be a fucking
Well,
man.
Definitely an attention whore, like for sure.
Well,
if she likes all that and you have a man right here and then you're allowing it, that's not cute. Mm. It's disrespectful. But I'm old school. I'll need you to respect me, and you can't have a chick all in your face. I'm not going to have a man all in mine. So, you know, I treat you how I want to be treated.
You hear that, guys?
It's true.
You hear that?
It's true.
Oh.
Shut up. Whatever. What else you got? You got a little... And then you got one minute.
You got 1 minute here.
1 minute for your segment.
You pick one from all the ones I wrote on here, but we didn't talk about one that you think is right. Since you didn't agree with that last one, which is clearly
true. Already know what I
clearly
see.
Fucking true. I've seen it multiple
late.
Times.
The can't be
the
late.
The can't be late shit?
You already know. I don't play that shit. I don't like waiting on people. Y'all both know that. I don't see what women is expected for us to be late.
I don't like that shit neither. I don't like getting to the show and missing the preview. I don't like that shit.
But it's like kind of a given that we're gonna be late. But for you to make me wait, like yesterday, remember we were at Starbucks and they were on a date. It was the guy and the girl. We thought it was their first date.
It looked like they just met
or whatever. And he was already there waiting. That shit couldn't happen the other way around. Like, I'm not going to be there waiting on you to come. No.
But you even said, I get there 20 minutes early. He better be there, too. Like,
I didn't say 20 minutes early. I said, if I'm on time, you need to still be there. Yes.
You said.
So, no. No, you're going to misquote. Because I said, if our date was at 7 o'clock and I arrive at 7 on the dot, your ass should already be there.
And if he's walking up at the exact
time as you? That's acceptable.
What if you beaten him by like 10 steps
Shut
to the
up.
Door?
I see you. Like, clearly, it's fine. Shut up. You're always trying to twist shit around.
She will stop. She will stop in front of that door.
Oh, hell yeah. You better open this fucking door.
She ain't opening that door.
Hell no. Like I said, I'm old school and chivalry ain't dead for me. Mm. You gonna open the goddamn door. I expect you to open the door and we ain't dating.
But I was raised right.
Well, I'm not dating a man that wasn't raised right.
Shit. There's a lot of them out here.
And as soon as I find out that his ass wasn't raised right, that would be the last date.
Hey, LA guys, I got a question. Why the fuck don't y'all walk on the outside of the girl on the sidewalk when y'all walking down the street? I don't understand that shit.
Why are you calling out LA, dude?
That's because we live out here, and I've seen it more out here than even back home.
But most people, a lot of people that live here aren't from here, so don't say LA,
well, motherfuckers that live out here right now, be it you was born here or you're a transplant, what the fuck is in your brain the way you...
I've seen that in Chicago, too. You can't just
I haven't. Regardless, why do you think that's okay to do that? I don't understand it. My mama would beat my ass if she saw me walking down the street with somebody I was dating, and she was closer to the cars than me. Now, granted, I can't stop the impact of a 3,000-pound vehicle, but it's the thought.
I was going to say, for all the young girls or like just women that don't know why this is important, explain why it's important for the man to walk on the outside.
More of the thought than anything else. Like, I would rather get smashed by a car than you. You know, but
got you. So if a bus jumped the curb, he's going to
hit you. I'm going to push you out the way.
And save her.
I'm going to die, and you're going to date another nigga in a couple months.
But you saved her life.
I saved her life.
Hey.
But we was raised that way, so I get it. But out here, I don't see that much.
Well, I've seen it everywhere, so I can't just say out here. I don't want to just put
it. Well, it's just because I've been here for 4 years, and since I've been here for 4 years, it's I see it. And being on the train.
Offering a seat?
Yeah.
I've seen that everywhere. Again, in Chicago, too.
I've been out here 4 years. I'm talking about where I'm living right now.
Well, I think that we need to talk about on our next show about like what a gentleman should do and all of that to teach people that don't know. Maybe they just weren't. They don't know. They just weren't raised right.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that.
Okay, then.
So, okay, I'm sure you taught someone something today.
Maybe.
Again, I want to thank Manny J for calling in about his event. Make sure you check that out on Saturday. I want to thank Ron with an H, our intern, for coming on and sharing his crazy fighting story with us this week. It's always fun having him on. You all will be hearing much more from him. If you did not catch our last show with Ray Grady, make sure that you go back to iTunes, SoundCloud, and our website at socialmisconduct.com to listen to that episode because it was hilarious. He's just silly. Make sure you're following us on all social media, Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is Social Misconduct, SOC Misconduct. Instagram is Social Misconduct. And on Facebook. It is Social Misconduct Radio. We also will be starting a competition where we are looking for someone to put together like a tight, sick, cold ass beat for our intro. So we need music. And so we're going to make that a competition. We'll be posting about it and everything and posting flyers and all of our social media. So you got to be following us to know about it. But that is what we're looking for. We want like a set intro every week. What? Why are you looking
slow? I'm just curious. What do they get if they win?
Recognition. And an intro on our damn show. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out what they get and everything. But that is what we're looking for because we desperately need it. I mean, we play some good music in the beginning, but I think we need something that's more tailored to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want that. What else? Ray Grady will be in Dallas for the beginning of his tour, the Alpha Male Tour, on October 26th. So make sure you're following him to find out that information. My other client, Carlina Rich, just teamed up with Golden Rags, which is an online vintage resale shop. So she's shooting their lookbook. So make sure you check her out. Richard Relaford will be a part of Sheen Magazine's Breast Cancer Awareness event next Friday. Make sure you check that out. Booked. Super booked. A lot going on. As usual, we appreciate you all for always tuning in to Social Misconduct and spending your hour with us crazy people. B, anything to add before we go?
I wish I had clients so I could say they was all doing a bunch of shit.
Well, you're the talent, dear.
Oh.
Oh, you're more important. You don't need clients. You are the client.
Okay.
All right. You looking like you real surprised right now.
All right, then.
Well, if that is it, we can part ways with our listeners until next week. Anything else, B, before we go?
Mm-mm. I'm good.
Peace. Yeah. Peace out.